Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. How are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Amanda. I will accompany you for the next 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, I would like to accompany you with several information, started from news across the country, and so forth. Also, there will be some Indonesian pop songs. Well, as now we begin the newsline, stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and our website www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is Voice of Indonesia. Here is the news, read by Ahmad Faisal. First, the headlines. Minister Retno Marsudi said illegal occupation of Israel in Palestine hampers the peace process. House Speaker Bambang Susatyo said Indonesia is a main country for investment. Now the news in detail. Indonesia again showed its commitment to support the Palestinian people's struggle to achieve their independence. As the President of the UN Security Council in May 2019, Indonesia specifically held the Area Formula meeting on Thursday night, focusing on illegal occupation of Israel. The informal meeting, attended by 14 members of the Security Council, including Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki, was led directly by Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi. She emphasized that for Indonesia, the illegal occupation by Israel is unacceptable. Minister Retno also stated that the illegal occupation is one of the physical forms of an obstacle to the peace process between Israel and Palestine. According to Minister Retno, it is very clear that the illegal occupation causes two-nation solution into a dangerous situation.
This, without doubt, the illegal settlement is at the core of the Israeli occupation. It is at the heart of the protection crisis of the Palestinian people and a clear obstruction to peace.
Furthermore, Minister Retno Marsudi ensured that issues related to Palestine will always be one of the major issues at the UN. On the same occasion, Palestinian Foreign Minister Riyad al-Maliki said that Israel colonialism has long destroyed the lives of the Palestinian people. They have invaded the land, property, life, and hopes of the Palestinian people. Minister Maliki also pointed out that colonialism by Israel is also a form of violation against UN policies and solutions.
Colonialism is a violation of the UN Charter and UN resolutions of human rights and criminal law. All colonialism should be condemned and combated. Israeli colonialism is not an exception.
The illegal occupation of Israel in Palestine has begun since its occupation by the military in 1967. In 1993, 110,000 illegal residents of Israel began to occupy the lands belonging to the Palestinian people. Then, when signing the Oslo Accord in 2017, Israel's illegal population in Palestine reached 620,000 people. Speaker of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Bambang Susatyo, states that based on some surveys, Indonesia is still a main country for investment, so the government needs to make the process of investing easier. Indonesia is ranked 73rd in the World Bank 2018 of the Ease of Doing Business Index. In his written statement in Jakarta on Friday, he said that the Indonesian Consumer Confidence Index is also high. Bank Indonesia, or BI, recorded 128.1 points. This shows that Indonesia is actually still an excellent country for investment. He also viewed that President Joko Widodo's statement on a number of occasions related to the complexity of the procedure for investing in Indonesia was a very constructive criticism. This shows that President Joko Widodo wants his ministers or aides to keep on working harder. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said that her side would follow the decision set by Ministry of Transportation as the regulator regarding the plan to change the flight ticket tariff. To reporters in Jakarta on Friday, previously, the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises, along with Ministry of the Transportation, discussed the high price of airplane tickets at the coordination meeting held by Ministry of Economic Affairs. Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Darmin Nasution, instructed the Ministry of Transportation to rearrange the upper and lower limits of airplane ticket prices. The Indonesian Institute of Sciences, or LIPI, sent 8 Indonesian students from the high school and madrasah sanawiyah levels Islamic secondary school to the 2019 Intel International Science and Engineering Fair, or ISEF, to be held from May 12 up to 18 in Phoenix, Arizona, the United States of America. As quoted by Antara News Agency, head of LIPI Laksana Trihandoko in a written statement on Friday said that LIPI wants Indonesia students to get the widest opportunity to build global connections with teenage researchers from other countries. He also said that the experience of competing in international science competitions such as Intel ISEF will open the horizons and perspectives of students and inspire them to find new fields of research. Indonesia was represented by William of Santa Laurentia High School with a research project related to aircraft wing technology modification for efficiency and flight safety. Michaela Samantha from SMAK Penabur Gading Serpong, who researched genetic technology to produce animal protein rice to access food for poor families, and Angeline Fresby Chessy Halim and Angelila Sida Paramartasti, Yogyakarta State Senior High School, who developed an online YouTube channel based autism therapy. The Indonesian Ministry of Public Works and Housing, PUPR, has developed an eco-friendly or eco-crossing bridge in Solo, Central Java. As quoted by Antara News Agency, head of the Ministry's Research and Development Center for Roads and Bridge, Dedet Permadi Syamsuddin, said in Surakarta, Central Java on Friday that this bridge uses solar cells for lighting and storing rainwater to water plants in the area, stating that the eco-crossing bridge uses a sustainable concept. He pointed out that the land above could also be used as a place for social interaction. He also explained that the place can be used as a place to eat. Later, the government will also install elevators for people with disabilities. He said the bridge is the first innovation of his ministry. North Sulawesi province exported coconut flour to Egypt at the start of the fasting month to fulfill the high demand there. As stated by Antara News Agency on Friday, head of the North Sulawesi Industry and Trade Agency, Darwin Muksin, said in Manado that there were 2 batches of export with a volume of 104 tons each. He stated that the export could increase foreign exchange for Indonesia, with the first batch of export reaching $113,143 and the second one $116,259. He added that the demand for coconut flour from countries in the Middle East Before Eid Mubarak increase and coconut flour is usually exported once a month, but during the fasting month, North Sulawesi province export it twice a month. He hoped that the export of coconut flour to Egypt would continue to increase. He also explained that exporting coconut flour to Egypt is an opportunity for North Sulawesi to expand the export of main commodities to more countries across the world. Indonesia held a splendid pavilion in the 2019 Global Seafood Expo SEG 2019 that took place in Brussels from May 7th up to 9th. The expo is the largest trade exhibition in the world for the fisheries sector by presenting 12 entrepreneurs and fisheries associations from Indonesia. The Indonesian pavilion shows a variety of superior Indonesian seafood products. Official of Social and Cultural Information of the Indonesian Embassy in Brussels, Chatur Hadianto, told Antara in London on Friday that the appearance of the Indonesian pavilion was very unique and its activities were varied. Indonesian Ambassador to Belgium, Luxembourg, and the European Union, Yuri Tamrin, opened the Indonesian pavilion on the first day of the exhibition. In his remarks, Ambassador Yuri Tamrin said that the SEG 2019 event not only presented important opportunities for entrepreneurs to increase sales of Indonesian marine products in Europe and to expand business networks, but also provided valuable momentum for Indonesia to keep on promoting the war on theft fish and increasing global cooperation in addressing the damage of the marine environment that becomes a common threat. That's the news read by Ahmad Faisal.
Voice of Indonesia.
The first news comes from Jakarta. The Gelar Batik Nusantara or Indonesian 2019 exhibition held at the Jakarta Convention Center, JCC Jakarta, from May 8 until 12, targeted 13,000 visitors. Chairperson of the Committee on Batik Nusantara, Widah Diherdiawan, last Wednesday said the event, which was followed by 250 booths, targeted 13,000 visitors and 27.5 billion transactions. It was revealed that the various craftsmen who are taking part not only come from Jawa but also other regions such as Sumatra, Ambon, and others. The exhibition, which was initiated by Indonesian Batik Foundation, raised the theme Endless Sustainable to illustrate that batik has developed in various regions and is more dynamic. The next news comes from Bengkulu. A number of residents in Sumber Urip Village, Bengkulu Province, independently developed the hot spring bathing potential in the village area in the hope of becoming a new tourist attraction in the district. Supardi Effendi, the manager of the Grojogan Sewu Hot Spring in Sumber Urip Village, Lupur Rejang Sub-District, said on Wednesday that this tourist attraction has just opened 11 months ago. The location of the warm water source is in Mount Kaba Volcano area. Many visitors come from cities and districts in Bengkulu, even from outside the region, because the water is believed to have efficacy in curing a number of diseases such as skin diseases to strokes. The latest news comes from Central Kalimantan. The Regional Leadership Council of the Indonesian Mosque of Central Kalimantan held a Ramadan Berkah Kampung competition in 14 regencies or cities in the province, which were prepared as the location for the new capital and center of government of the Republic of Indonesia. Chairman of the Indonesian Mosque Board of Central Kalimantan, Haji Sugianto Sabran, said the holding of 1440 Hijriah Ramadan Berkah Kampung competition in all districts or cities throughout Central Kalimantan was to fill the time of teenagers with positive activities and to get them closer to Allah.
He said Kalimantan was continuing to carry out mapping of mosque, langgar, and musola related to the need to strengthen the facilities and infrastructure of each of its managers. Simultaneously, an inventory of opportunities and potential of all pilgrims and the mosque environment was carried out to develop the potential of the various aspects. That was news from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia. Here is Today in History. The first information in the program Today in History is that the first television transmitter started operating. On May 11, 1939, for the first time, a television transmitter was operated in Berlin City, Germany. At that time, the world has begun to know visual communication tool. The television station was named NIPCO, as an award to Paul NIPCO, a famous German scientist and inventor of television equipment. NIPCO's major role in television invention was related to his discovery of how to convert images into waves and transform them back to be image. The next event is the Brantford City Stadium Fire. This event is one of the biggest fire incidents in the history of British football. The fire occurred on May 11, 1985 at Brantford City Valley Parade Stadium. The stadium is famous for having an ancient style with various wood materials in every part of the stadium. Because most stadiums and even stadium roofs are made of wood, the fire coming from the cigarette butts of the spectator who was dumped carelessly spread rapidly and caused a big fire. 56 people were killed and 450 people were injured due to this fire incident. We end today in history with the event of unconditional extension of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement. The Nuclear Non-Proliferation Agreement is an agreement limiting the possession of nuclear weapons. This agreement was signed on July 1, 1968. Around 187 countries follow in this agreement, even though two of the seven countries possess nuclear weapons. They have not ratified this agreement. On May 11, 1995, in New York, the United States of America explained that more than 170 countries agreed to continue this agreement indefinitely and unconditionally. This agreement has three main pillars, namely non-proliferation, disarmament, and the right to use nuclear technology for peaceful purposes. Well, listeners, that's Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia.
Dengan menyebut nama-Mu.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the first song by Marshanda entitled Dengan Menyebut Nama Allah. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. For the next segment, we will present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on Batik the Edge of Spearhead of Democratic Economy. The Ministry of Industry continues to contribute in efforts to preserve Nusantara or Indonesian batik, as well as encourage the development of the national batik industry to be more globally competitive. The steps were taken to make batik as an Indonesian cultural heritage acknowledged by UNESCO as intangible world heritage of humanity can be more popular among Indonesian society itself, even the world. Minister of Industry Erlangga Hartarto, when opening the 2019 Batik Nusantara exhibition at the Jakarta Convention Center on Wednesday, emphasized that batik has become an increasingly popular and worldwide identity of the nation. Batik industry also has an important role for the national economy and contributor to the country's foreign exchange because it has a large export market such as in Japan, the United States, and Europe. According to Erlangga, the batik industry is also one of the sectors that have opened up many jobs, so it is labor-intensive. The number of workers absorbed from the upstream sector, such as weaving and dyeing, to the batik industry sector is 628,000. Meanwhile, workers in the batik industry account for one-third or 212,000 people. In the opening of the 2019 Batik Nusantara exhibition, themed Sustainable Unlimited, Erlangga Hartarto also encouraged the batik industry to become an environmentally friendly sector. The batik industry began to introduce new raw materials such as rayon fiber or utilizing cotton seeds so that with new materials would result in a more attractive yet competitive product. In addition, the use of natural dyes in batik products is also a solution to reduce the impact of pollution and even make batik an eco-product with high economic value. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Industries Director General of Small, Medium and Multifarious Industries, Gati Wibawaningsi, explained that the government realizes that Indonesian handicraft products have an ever-increasing market which is resistant to the global economic crisis. That was My Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia.
Caramu, oh, untuk
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the second song by Fatur entitled Selalu Untuk Selamanya. Listener, you still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World. For the next segment, we will share you the beauty of Indonesian culture and tourism on our program Indonesian Wonder.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the month of Ramadan, Muslims throughout the world are fasting. Indonesia, which consists of various regions, has typical foods which can only be found in Ramadan, such as mimi egg in Kaliwungu, Kendal, Central Java. Mimi egg is a farm mimi fish, a kind of stingray with hard, white, and flat shell. Mimi fish can be found easily in Kendal waters, Central Java. The mimi fish, which is pound, is boiled with spices, and then it is served with grated coconut and spicy ingredients. To serve the mimi fish, we have to scrape off from its shell and mix with grated young coconut, which has been given spice. Its taste is savory and delicious. No wonder if the Kendal people want to buy this food, they are willing to take a long queue to get this food. Mimi egg has yellow-orange color, which is similar with flying fish's egg that is often found on sushi, a Japanese food. This food becomes typical one because it is only found prior to the month of Ramadan, and it is not to be sold in weekdays. The vendor of mimi egg only sells with price 5,000 rupiah per package, while for one parcel of mimi fish is sold with price 50,000 rupiah. Mimi egg can be bought at Kaliwungu Great Mosque Yard because one day toward fasting, the mosque always holds Tukuder tradition, which serves processing seafood. One of them is mimi fish. For local people, eating mimi egg becomes a compulsory menu before entering fasting month. A lot of people believe that it is not perfect to enjoy the delicacy of mimi eggs during the month of Ramadan. Well, listener, that was our segment Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Puri Safri Adela. Thank you for listening.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seperti ini pada akhirnya, semua waktu yang pernah kita lewati bersamanya tak hilang dan sirna. Hitam putih berlalu, janji kita menunggu, tapi kita tak mampu. Seribu satu cara kita lewati untuk dapatkan semua jawaban ini. Bila memang harus berpisah, aku akan tetap setia. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada di dalam jiwa. Tak bisa untuk teruskan, dunia kita berbeda. Bila memang ini ujungnya, kau kan tetap ada. Memang tak mudah, tapi ku tegar menjalani.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was the song by Isyana Saraswati entitled Tetap Dalam Jiwa. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will present you our segment, Miscellany.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, for academics from the University of Indonesia, namely Valda Orchidia Zahwa, Yuda Dwi Putra, Kalamulo Ramli, and Johan Suryanto, succeeded in creating a tool that could be a solution to communicate while on the mountain. The tool is named Mountable. Mountable is a system of monitoring, communication, and information in areas without cellular signals and without internet, especially in the mountain climbing area. This technology is the only provider of climbing security and safety services in Indonesia that utilizes technology. Through this mountable technology, the four University of Indonesia academics succeeded in winning the gold medal at the 2019 Indonesian International Invention Festival. Basically, Mountable is developed on the basis of IoT or Internet of Things, with a system consisting of tracking tools, signal transmitters, websites, and applications. The whole system is integrated using the LoRa or Long Range Network, which is wireless technology that has wireless wide area network with a small power consumption, so that it has a battery life of up to 2 months. If we compare with other communication tools such as walkie-talkies and the like that use satellite communication, Mountable has a number of advantages. Among these are cheaper production costs because they use Internet of Things technology. Besides that, Mountable is also equipped with directions, tracking and monitoring of climbers, emergency systems when unpredictable things happened, weather detection, real-time system, and group tracking to find out if there are members from a separate group. It is hoped that this innovative work can help overcome the obstacles experienced by mountain climbers, including getting lost, accidents, and other fatalities, and also the difficulty of communication carried out in the mountain area. Listener, that was Miscellany for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Semakin membuatku tak berdaya menahan rasa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, that was the next song by Krisha and Sophia Lachuba entitled Kangen. You still stay tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Hello listener, it is nice to meet again with me Putri in Music Corner segment. In today's edition, we present a song in religious nuance entitled Doa, to be sung by Ungu Band. Doa, or in English means prayer, a religious song of Ungu Band, is the album of Surgamu, which was released in 2006. The album is the first religious album of the band. The song tells about somebody's hope and prayer to the Creator in order to be given guidance to the right way. In addition, the song calls for us to submit our life to the Almighty Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Well, listener, here is Ungu with a song entitled Doa.
Hatiku yang kering dan hampa tanpa kasih. yang hanya padamu ku kembali.
Oh,
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you very much for listening to our English broadcasting program. You can also send your criticism, suggestions, and information to our email address, voi@voinews.id. And don't forget to check our social media, Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, Instagram, voice.of.indonesia, Twitter, @voiindonesia. Listener, thank you very much and have a nice day.